gentlemen, welcome to class number 40 of The Ramp. The Ramp to the Highway of Success course for young men. My name is Daniel White III, chairman of the National Association to Save Young Black Men, in partnership with the Martin Luther King Senior Institute for Young Men and Young Women. The Institute aims to honor the legacy of Reverend Martin Luther King Sr., commonly referred to as Daddy King, whom God used to raise the great leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Our purpose is to guide young men and young women and help them get on the path to becoming kings and queens, if you will, for the glory of God. I am your instructor for this course and the author of the Essence National best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Men. We are using that book as the text and its study guide to guide you through the course. The study guide was developed with the help of Jamie McCallum, MDiv Truett Theological Seminary, and Charles Garrett, MDiv Southwestern Theological Seminary. This course is for all young men, but especially for young black men and young men of color who oftentimes have a difficult journey in this great country called America. I call this class the Ramp to the Highway of Success course because my goal is to simply get you on the ramp, get you pointed in the right direction. As a man, you ought to be able to make it from there. Out of respect for you, in other words, as a young man, my job is to get you on the ramp and point you in the right direction to the highway of success, not to tell you all of the details once you get onto the highway of success. With God, you can do great things. Let's pray. Holy Father God, without you, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you and give you honor and glory, for all of it is due your name. We thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you for creating us from nothing and giving us life to use for your glory and to help others along the way. Forgive us of our sins, our failures and faults, and fill us, Lord, with the power of your Holy Spirit. Save those who may not know you. Those who do, give them your strength to do your will, to help pull others out of the fire. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Gentlemen, today we are going to begin a new study titled, You Are Not Inferior. And this is class number 40. As we begin this lesson, consider these words from Mark Mothabain. He said, the most important thing I have to fight as a black person in an oppressive racist society is what I think about myself. How about that? Let's begin by reading the portion from Letters to Young Black Men, which our lesson is based on. Dear YBM, or dear young black man, wherever you are, I am back in Atlanta, and at the writing of this letter, I am on the beautiful campus of Morehouse College, the alma mater of the late and great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Down through the years, I have noticed that one of the marks of a Morehouse man is confidence, and that is what I want to write to you about today. I hope that you are not one of the many young men in our community who feels inferior and shows that he feels inferior to other races, particularly the white race. It is disturbing to see so many young black men catch this disease called an inferiority complex when it comes to other races. It is almost as though this disease is in the air in the black community. What are some of the ways that we catch this awful disease? Well, one way to get this disease is by not being raised right. Oftentimes, if a parent does not know how to love and nurture a child while he is young, especially black boys, that child will grow up out of balance mentally, therefore feeling inferior. I am one of those who believes that young black children need lots of love, nurturing, and encouragement to turn out right in this strange society that we live in, especially black boys. It is crucial. Now, gentlemen, please pull out your printed study guide or your digital study guide as we begin this lesson. The letter lists several reasons why many young black men feel inferior in today's world. We will review these points over the next few lessons. However, in this part of the lesson, we will examine why the Bible says no Christian should ever feel insignificant or defeated in the world. Are you a Christian, young man? If not, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you, shalt be saved. The Bible also says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose again, and pray and ask him to come into your heart to save you, and he will. Number one, Psalm 27, 1 through 3 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh, to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. As a Christian young man, the Lord is your protector. There is absolutely nothing this world can throw at you that he cannot handle. God does not desire to make you weaker as you submit to him, but rather he empowers you to have confidence and influence no matter what your surroundings may hold. Number two, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Number two, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Think about the dreams you had for your life when you were a child. Do you still dream in the same way? Or has this harsh world talked you out of those childish things and forced you to accept some lot you never would have wished for? Friend, God promises to give you the strength to do anything you put your mind to. You must have faith in this promise and desire to glorify him first and foremost. Then the boundaries truly do disappear, and God can use you to accomplish things you never imagined. God is never hindered by society's prejudices. He sees into man's heart and will choose to use the humble yet confident follower over the man that fits this world's distorted standards any day. Number three, Romans 8:31 says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" As a devoted follower of Christ, you have the very power that created the universe on your side. There is no obstacle too difficult or person too strong for you to overcome. Allow God to manifest His awesome power in your life. Over the next three lessons, we will address how to combat feelings of physical, intellectual, and economic inferiority from the Word of God. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this time together. Thank you, Lord, for your love and care and your defense and your protection of us. Help us to trust in you and to depend upon you. Help us to keep our hearts and minds stayed upon you and keep us, therefore, in perfect peace. And, Lord, help us to realize even though you want us to be humble, you do not want us to be proud. However, you do not want us to think that we are inferior to anyone else. Because we're not, because you created all of us by your might and power. So help us to walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus Christ, the name we pray and for His sake, amen. In closing today, dear friend, you might recall I said in the past, and I'll say it again, Tony Dungy, the first black coach to win the Super Bowl, and the host of NBC's Sunday Night Football, said, "You are never going to get anywhere in sports or in life until you become convinced of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You may become a professional athlete or have fame and nice cars and nice houses and a lot of money, but what you'll find is that all of that stuff goes away pretty quickly. You have to understand that Christ died for our sins, and that He died not just to be our Savior, but so that He could be the center of our lives." Now, like many of you, I grew up in a very religious and church-going family. And during that time, I often heard the phrase, being saved. Now, much of what the church people I grew up around said being saved was back then, especially my community, is wrong according to the Bible. I wrote an article about it titled On Being Saved in Black America, which is available for you to read free of charge on our website at gospellightsociety.com. Right now, I want to share with you very briefly what the Bible says being saved really is. First, understand, dear friend, that you need to be saved because you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, understand that a horrible punishment, that is, eternal hell, awaits those who are not saved. In Matthew 25:41, Jesus Christ said that God will say to those who are not saved, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Third, realize that God loves you very much and wants to save you from hell. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to be saved from hell today and be guaranteed a home in heaven when you die, simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and you shall be saved. Simply believe in Jesus Christ, that he died, was buried, and rose from the dead for your sins and for mine and the entire world's. And then call upon him in prayer and ask him to save your soul, and he will save you. If he can save me, he can save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou, you, shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the most important decision you will ever make in your life. Dear friend, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, I'll see you for our next class. God bless you.